All right, Rick, draft 2016 is in the books. The underlying theme, it seemed like, for the 3 days were speed, versatility, dimension. How different did this draft pan out compared to maybe your expectations heading into it?
Well, there are several players in the class that we felt really good about that provided some of those things that you just mentioned, whether there be versatility or speed or explosiveness.
So the Texans take four offensive players with their first four picks, surprising a lot of people. Let's start with the first pick, Will Fuller. Mm-hmm. You said that this was the guy that you guys were targeting. You moved up to get him. What set him apart from the rest of the wide receivers?
Well, his skill set, DP, he's an explosive. I mean, obviously, he was the fastest player at the combine at the position. And so every day he gets out of the bed, when his feet hit the floor, he can run 4.3. So that's just the natural ability that he has.
He catches it! Touchdown, Notre Dame!
Very good tracking skills, deep balls down the field, and so we felt like adding that to the offense with what we currently have on the roster was something that was really important. And so, and that's really one of the reasons why we had him as a guy that we really felt good about and really were interested in getting him in the first round.
All right, so he addressed the speed issue. The next round, Nick Martin, center, addressed versatility, playing multiple positions at the offensive line. What do you expect out of a player like him, and how much did it help that he had a football pedigree with an older brother already playing in the league?
Well, it helps because, you know, you get some of this stuff about pro football through osmosis, and he's been around and it's not too big for him. Obviously, playing in a huge program like Notre Dame, that part of it is good as well. But we like our offensive linemen to have that versatility, whether you're talking about an inside player who can play guard and center or even a guy who maybe can play guard and bump out the tackle, or even our tackles who you can bump out and play maybe tight end in some of our short yardage situations. That versatility up front with our offensive linemen is something that we really value, and Nick certainly has that value, and so we would expect him to come in and compete right away with our group.
Braxton Miller, round three, you guys pick up another wide receiver. Is that something that you were looking to target, or was it more that he was just too good to pass up at that spot?
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. He's got so many different valuable things. You know, obviously, he's got great football acumen. He played, you know, quarterback, very productive quarterback in the Big Ten Conference, and lots of success there. And then after the injury, realized that his throwing, you know, ability was very limited from the surgery, and so he wanted to make a contribution to the football team, actually went to Coach Meyer and asked if he could be moved to wide receiver. Looks really natural at the position for not having played it for a long time. And so the biggest thing about this young man is he is dynamic with the football in his hands. He can make people miss. He's got great speed. He's got great ball skills. And so I think our offensive staff will do a nice job of creating and finding ways to utilize his skill set.
All right, so day three, it seemed like you addressed special teams and defense all with the last three picks. Let's start with Tyler Irvin. He did a lot of nice things on special teams as well as in the run game. You know, what do you like out of him, and where do you see him fitting in on this team?
Well, the young man has scored touchdowns all kinds of ways last year, whether it's running or receiving or kickoff returns or punt returns. He's just a very, very versatile, explosive athlete. Not the biggest statured player, but very tough and durable. And so, you know, he'll have his opportunities. And he's a dual returner, both punt returns and kickoff returns. And so he'll have an opportunity to do that. But he's also tough enough, DP, where he can actually do some stuff on our coverage units on special teams as well. So he was a really good kid. We were very excited about that young man. I like him as a man and as a football player.
All right, and what can you tell us about the final two picks? The only two defensive players taken in this year's draft. What do you like about those two?
I really like K.J. Dillon's aggressiveness. He's got a skill set where he has some versatility in the sense that, you know, safeties either have to be able to play up against the line of scrimmage and at close to the box in the box and at the line of scrimmage or even deep. He's got the ability to do both. He's also got some cover ability, really good athlete, plays aggressively. And then the big nose tackle is a guy that just really good strength at the point, really good scheme fit for us. He's got good size, will come in and fit well in our room.
This draft wrapped up quite early, no sixth or seventh round picks, but your work's not over. How much of a jump start does this give you on signing undrafteds now?
We'll sit. You know, our guys are prepared. Our coaches and scouts have done an outstanding job, in my opinion, of making sure that we had what we thought would be the available athletes that are there. We'll continue to monitor that as the draft unfolds. And once that last pick is turned in and Mr. Relevant is announced, we'll get going on that and hopefully add some other players that will come and help us and compete.